an inside look at internet essay mills for college students. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Corner-cutting college students have long been able to pay someone else to write an essay or term paper for them. But the internet has turned the essay mill into a global enterprise and makes cheating a little easier and more convenient for students wanting to avoid writing tough papers on subjects like Tolstoy or transportation technology. Just go ahead and type "buy an essay" into a search engine if you want to get a sense of how much choice students have in choosing an essay writing service. In a recent edition of the Chronicle of Higher Education, reporter Tom Bartlett profiles one internet essay mill called Essay Writers, where students pay anywhere from $20 to $43 per page.
Their storefront is a website. It's actually a number of websites. Like a lot of essay mills, they buy a bunch of different URLs and give them different names, but they all have the same back end. They promise to write essays for college students. It's about 95% college students. There are some high school students that use it too, but it's mostly essays. They'll also do homework assignments too. And so students would come and would search online, would find them, and would pay, you know, would pay with a credit card and then upload whatever assignment they had. They wanted to have done, and the network is delivered to them via email, and, you know, that's how it works.
So who is actually writing the papers that get produced?
The websites claim that the people writing these essays all have graduate degrees and are very accomplished. In many cases, these are people without college degrees. Sometimes they're in the United States. Many times they're in India, Pakistan. They can be really anywhere in the world. One of the writers I talked to is based in Nigeria.
Lots of schools now are using software that's designed to detect plagiarism. So you can feed an essay into the software and it will tell you if this has been written before or it's substantially similar to something else. Does that software have any effect on papers coming from essay mills?
This particular essay mill that I looked at, and this type of essay mill in the industry, is called a custom essay mill. These papers are, in theory, original papers. And so they wouldn't be caught by software like Turnitin, and they wouldn't come up in Google searches. You know, that's one of the reasons students are willing to pay a premium to have someone write a paper, is because, you know, the thought is they're not going to get caught. Now, you don't know exactly who's writing this paper. You have to trust that what they're giving you is an original paper. They may just be plagiarizing this, and then you may get caught.
What are schools doing to try to crack down on students' use of essay mills?
I mean, I think the short answer is they're not doing a lot. I don't think a lot of them, and a lot of professors I talked to, had no idea that these companies existed, or only the vaguest of ideas. And in many cases, I don't think they're actually spotting this.
Is it all bad, really? I mean, it seems like maybe occasionally a student who's really crunched for time or something.
Yes, it's all bad. I mean, it really undermines what college is about. I mean, when you're crunched for time, you can't get something done on time. That's when you go and you talk to your professor. Or that's when you stay up all night, and that's what education's about. I don't see anything good about this.
Tom Bartlett is a reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education. You can find a link to his story on essay mills at futuretense.publicradio.org. You can comment on the story there or call our comment line at 612-284-1965. 612-284-1965. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.